The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
What's poppin', people? On today's episode of Say Less, Adele lets us know if the bar is raised way too high for engagements. Two, North Carolina had a pretty busy weekend between Cam Newton, the Hornets, and the baby. And we let you know when it's not okay to hop on Instagram Live. I think those topics are pretty connected.
Probably never.
But new episode of Say Less starts right now. Let's get it.
Cheers to Cavs, baby.
Hey! So, you know, we've spoken about this plenty of times, right? You know how we keep saying, you know, everybody got to tuck their whole album back, tuck their whole season back because Adele about to drop? This is exactly why, right? Certain artists come around, they're like once in a generation artists where like shit stops when they drop. Mm-hmm. Adele's one of those people, right? When's the last time you had a bunch of people on the timeline?
I'm not gonna hold you.
Go ahead and try and minimize how dope Adele is.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't feel the maximum pressure.
Pressure what?
No, like the pressure of Adele about to come.
Had a musical special debuting new songs on CBS.
No, I get it.
Right that, after football Sunday. Like, that, I mean, there's that, no bigger.
But that's not, is that surprising? Is that surprising?
No, it's not surprising to me.
That's what I'm saying. It was like an award show audience.
I'm saying it's not surprising because everybody gets the hit. Everybody knows Adele about to drop. Let me tuck a couple of these songs away and let her get her shit off because once Adele, she's one of those maybe like five people on earth, maybe three or four, that drops something and everything stops. I don't even think Bieber's on that level anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like Bieber.
You championed him a lot.
And I love me Bieber. I love Bieber. There was a point when Bieber was like at that point, but I think that's why a lot of folks say, you know, when you got to mature to a certain age or a certain level to get to that next level, I don't think he really did at that. He's still dope, still drops great music, still lots of pop stars out there. But Adele, when you get that CBS look, channel 2, basic television, not even cable, not no streaming service, not to say any of these are bad looks. You stop the world on a Sunday, right after all the husbands in the world just finished watching football and whatever they was watching.
Well, it's not hard to stop the world on a Sunday.
When you're Adele, of course it's not hard.
It is kind of hard, because especially on Sunday during football.
Okay, when you're Adele, it's not hard because, one, everyone is already in the crib. Everybody's settled. Everybody's relaxed. We didn't have dinner. We have our drinks. So I'm just saying it doesn't take too much to click on
it takes a lot to be that type of artist.
I was going
to
say.
To warrant coming on a Sunday evening after football. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying. You're absolutely right. Yes. It's not easy for Adele. She's Adele.
Yeah.
A lot of artists can't do that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists, a lot of companies, a lot of channels aren't like shelling out that much money. You saw who was in that crowd. Everybody who's ever been famous for an hour.
You know, you had
was
Oprah
in that crowd.
Lead up to the performance.
Oprah's doing it.
Yeah, like I mean that.
Yeah, D-Wade in the crowd.
The blueprint of that event was supposed to be what it was.
Yeah, Leo. How she right?
She,
house?
Of course, like she
got people out the house.
That's,
I haven't
that's,
seen.
That's what
you saw
I'm thinking.
Childish Gambino in there. Like, I haven't seen Gambino in.
How she get Leo out the house? Leo don't like being anywhere.
The effects ain't even.
Wasn't
Childish
Leo just
Gambino.
With like Jeff Bezos like a couple days ago?
No, he said hi to his wife.
Oh, I mean, they was out there.
That was
Leo be out the house. He just
you don't see him.
He just don't be with
the mixy.
You know what I'm saying?
Good for Leo.
If it's an Oscar night. If it's a movie premiere.
Yo, that Adele show last night was like A-plus mixy.
Bro,
that was A-plus mixy.
It was like celebrity mixy.
That was the A-plus Hollywood mixy.
I've never been inside the Met Gala, but I assume it feels a little bit like that. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I think last night was a little bit more lax. It was a little bit more fun. It was a little bit more emotional and intimate. The Met Gala, though I've never been, clearly I'm never going to go.
Don't limit yourself. If Met Gala say, if we want low-key at the Met Gala next year, best believe you ain't going like that. You're going to look completely different, and you will do that. Oh, absolutely. Don't do that. Just say you swallowed the wrong way. Don't.
Where you just come from?
Don't change.
Oh, shit.
Here we are, damn it.
All right.
Where you just come from? Please finish what you had to say.
Oh, no, my God. I didn't then go we'll go back outside.
But
you was outside this week.
Yeah,
you
was
not
outside.
Like that. I was in a house full of people.
Continue your point about that. No, we'll get back to your weekend shenanigans after this.
No, but the Met Gala is way more pretentious. It's like 20, 30, 40,000 a table.
Yeah.
Head at a table.
And but it's larger too, right? Like last night.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait.
I'm just talking about.
So that's why this is why. This is like the last lap of shows of mixing.
No, because
it's not many places you can go.
It's just star players. You know, there's star players in Last Lap. It's Riri and Drake. Them been in
and
there.
And you walk in and that's it. You see everybody.
Like, right. So it's the star players. But that was what it looked like at Adele's show. But it was a who's who in the crowd. And obviously Adele, this is a crazy, beautiful rollout. She had the 30 poster all around the world. Right. Like that, I think that kind of went unnoticed. But I saw glimpses of that. But, you know, last night's concert, just like you said, shows the power of who Adele is. But I just expect that. I knew that some kind of grandiose.
I mean, I'm not mad at you saying you expect it. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy that she delivers on that expectation because not a lot of people do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people that you get hyped up. And sometimes, you know, the moment doesn't really meet up to the music.
The magnitude.
Or even, like, the celebrity of that person.
I think for Adele, I think because of the personality she has, I think it allows her not to be caught up in that moment.
Right.
And I think it allows her, because of everything she's been going through making this album,
right,
a lot of these moments probably already played out in her head and how she's going to deal with these questions these headlines and, you know, sitting with Oprah and then the Salacia shit with, you know, post six, whatever that is.
All right, so let's talk about
the actual event. But I think she's ready for it. I think she was ready for it.
Of course. I'm not shocked.
I think that last night was easy for her.
But let's talk about the actual moments that everyone's talking about that, I think we should definitely talk about, right? You know, during the show, there was a couple that came out, right? Mm-hmm. To black man, black woman. Mm-hmm. First off, shout out Del for getting you a black man and a black woman. I see you
doing that.
And, you know, I saw on Twitter, saw the reaction to everybody. I was watching the Wendy show with my lady this morning, like, just seeing how everyone's reacting. I was like, oh my God, greatest proposal of all time.
I mean,
greatest moment of all time. For folks who may not have seen it. Listen.
What? It goes down in history as probably the greatest proposal of all time.
There's levels, but continue on.
Yes. So for folks who didn't see, brings the couple on. She's blindfolded. It's dark in the room. It's a star-studded crowd.
Yeah.
Can't see nothing. Can't hear nothing. It's a spotlight on there. The man gets down on one knee, has a beautiful soliloquy about their relationship and thanking her for sticking by her or whatever. As soon as she takes off the blindfolds, the earmuffs or whatever, she sees the spotlight on her. You can hear her saying, like, yo, who are these people?
Yeah.
What's going on or whatever? She immediately, the fog of, like, oh, this is the proposal moment is already on top of that. Then you add into the fact you're, like, on top of an elevated place in Hollywood. There's a crowd full of people. There's a spotlight on you. You can't see everybody, but they can see you. Little do you know, all the people watching you
are celebrities.
Are, like, the most famous people on earth. And then, like, after she says yes, here comes...
That sounds like some Black Mirror shit. That sounds scary.
It was a smidgen. Thank you.
Like when the spotlight comes off of me and I see who's there, I would be like, what kind of experiment is this?
I'm like, yo, who do you know?
Like, what the? And how did you pull this off?
All right.
Listen, that proposal screams one very important phrase to me. And I hope every man listens to this. I hope every person listens to this. Three words. Know your woman. Because that is a very risky thing he did.
And she was blindfolded?
That was a very risky thing he did. Because one, first off.
I would have been cursing the whole time.
The bar, not just for men everywhere, but the bar for you and that woman is set so astronomically high now.
No, it's not.
You, listen.
No, because she said they've been together for a long time. So she probably knows what he had to go through.
I don't think the bar set high.
All I'm saying is, in addition to the proposal and the beauty of it, now everybody knows this couple. Everybody's gonna be like, "Oh,
see,
we
and this is why,
Ashley.
And this is why,
what's her name?
This is why I wouldn't have done
Ashley
that.
Ashley and Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
That's her name. Ashley and Quentin.
That's why I wouldn't have done that.
That's why I said, like, you got to know your woman.
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it like that.
Several reasons.
Because of the people in the room?
One, yeah, know your woman because, one, you better know she's going to react like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Two, when I was doing my proposal, one thing I kept in my mind with, I think a lot of people like to do that, is you always want to be able to take your woman back to that place. Years down the line, 10, 15, 20 years, that whole thing. You want to be like, baby, this is where we did the proposal.
Bar set. They can look at it.
Astronomically. You can see it on the gram. You know what I mean? Like,
they can look at it.
That bar's cleared already. You don't need to be able to see that. Well, what makes me, and I don't want to come off like a hater, and I'm not a hater.
Proceeds to hate.
No, I'm not even going to hate.
Continue.
I'm not even going to hate at all. All I'm saying is, that's a lot of pressure to put on a woman, dog.
On a woman?
On a woman. That is a lot of pressure to put on that lady.
That's more pressure on him than the woman.
Of course. Absolutely. But like,
but the woman's probably out.
He planned it.
She probably went home and was like, you could have told me to do my hair, to put on a dress. I didn't look how I wanted to look. No, she looked great. She looked like regular date night, cool. But I'm sure if you're going to be in a room full of your favorite actors and athletes and celebrities, you want to look completely different.
You gotta look amazing.
No, I commend it. I commend
him.
But
she's probably really humble.
And not even just how you want to look. I just want to say, like, yo, that's a lot of pressure put on a woman because, like, yo, what if she's going through some shit and, like, she wasn't ready to jump the broom completely? Like,
no, that's
see,
not.
I don't think he was questioning that.
You don't question that because, like, there's a green flag that you probably like saw, like, all right, this is the moment, this
is
the time,
of course.
This is where we're gonna go with it. Like, the next step is marriage.
And again, the only reason why I say it's a lot of pressure on that woman because that man planned that out.
Right.
Like, he was in on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she clearly had no idea. Unless there was some great
action. That's the first thing women would say. The first thing. If you did that to Jazz, the first thing she would say, why didn't you tell me to get dressed? Like, why didn't you tell me to, like,
she does that
I look crazy.
She does that when we go out to dinner.
I wouldn't have.
I look nuts. You have
I
me
think
in front of
that Leo? Those are moments, and we don't know if her family, if her parents or his parents, we don't know who was in the crowd. So, but I would have loved for them to be in the front. So I think that moment, I would like for her parents.
Well, hold on. Let's not push it. He's already proposing at an Adele show, so it's like
about
Adele
say,
was
you
probably
need
like
more.
Like you need.
Well, nigga, if you can get Adele, I'm sure you can
like,
get the
hey,
parents.
Adele, also, can I get front row tickets?
That's a moment.
She's
that,
like, no, I got Melissa Cardi.
Adele comes up to Lo, like, yo, Lo. My homie, you know, you and Adele go back. I see y'all got the relationship. Y'all cool as hell. Adele goes up to
you.
You
think that's what it is? They're cool.
Listen,
I don't know. Okay,
I better be something. That better be something.
We'll get into that.
She better know that dude from somewhere, older, favorite something. Adele comes up to you, Lo, like, yo, Lo, I see you and your woman. I know you've been thinking about plotting to pop the question. I got an idea for you. I'm doing this private show. Nobody knows about it. All the most famous people in the world will be there. I will be singing songs from my, third album, fourth album, for the first time ever on national television, on CBS. And I wrote a beautiful brand new song about love and marriage, and right after you pop that question, I'm dedicating it right to you two, with Lizzo sitting on one side, Melissa McCarthy sitting on one side. Do we have a deal? Can I get two more tickets?
She came to me.
So you would really press?
She came to me.
You're really pressing down for more tickets?
No, you can have a proposal.
She came
an engagement
to me.
Party
she said, "Lo, I know you and your woman about to do
that." But we don't know if that's
and I'm
the
like,
case.
I might have some shit already planned.
So you gonna turn out of death?
I'm sorry, y'all niggas are fandoms and all. Like, oh no, I ain't gonna.
Bro,
yo, this is the moment that
I'm about to find this couple.
Whatever you have planned, fuck that.
I don't care to be a part of somebody's album rollout. This is
so you would have said not. You good?
I would have said, yo, I want my parents and I want her parents.
Wow.
I'm like, if we can do that, yeah. I'm
Mom
not saying
and dad can watch on CBS.
I'm not. Like, they gotta sit in front row. No, I don't want them. I don't want her parents seeing that shit on TV. Like, oh my god, like my daughter just got married in front of all these strangers. This and the third. I want them to see it. I want them to be a part of that moment.
You better know your woman.
Yes, I'm sure my woman would love her family to be there.
You go up to your girl and be like, yo, listen, I had this idea. Adele had this whole plan.
You think that's the first thing she's going to think about?
Her family? Over Adele?
No,
yeah, I think so.
We're going to do an engagement party.
Yeah.
That's it.
What?
Y'all can watch it on TV.
We can celebrate
the engagement. I'm sure they're all tuned in celebrating with us.
Let's do an engagement party. Like, my woman is my star.
No, it's not that. It's just.
No, that is
that.
Oh,
boo.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
My woman is my star.
Ivy, boo.
I'm not missing the point.
Boo, Loki, Ivy, boo.
Boo, Loki, boo, Loki. Boo, Loki. Boo, woman's my star, boo.
I'm sorry y'all would sacrifice y'all engagement for some Adele
sacrifice,
tickets.
Nah, bro.
It's not Adele tickets. It's beautiful.
It's more than Adele tickets, bro.
It's beautiful to her. She approached you. She said, yo.
How do you know this? Is this a fact?
I'm going off the thing that he just
said. Oh. I'm just putting that.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I don't know how
this happened. We need to know how this happened, by the way.
Yeah, I thought they were just a random couple.
I think.
I don't think it's any of our business.
He probably set that up.
I don't know.
With her
maybe
camp.
He works with her.
That's something. Yeah. The clout is strong.
Maybe he works with her.
I don't know because she was very shocked to see Adele, so.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure she's right. So maybe he does something where she's not around, but she knows that he works.
Got it.
And I'm sure she wasn't expecting to see her in a black dress singing, you know, during.
To them.
So now she's doing.
She came out Grammys fresh, like stepped out the gown, out the spotlight and shit.
But like you if Adele's coming to me and says, "Yo, Lord, I know you and your woman about to take that next step. What do you think?" And I'm like, "Yeah, can our parents be there?" I'm not asking for y'all niggas.
Like, nah, son.
I'm not asking for y'all niggas to be there.
My aunt can't come. Nah, son.
I ain't asking for none of y'all niggas to be there. Like, can I have my parents there?
The funny part about that was when she was like. He proposed, he drops down on one knee, he's like saying his whole spiel or whatever. She's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you told me not to eat. I would have thrown up.
I was like, honestly.
And she still didn't know what was in the crowd.
Honestly, I don't even think he got off all the shit he really wanted to say. All
right, guys.
I think he was skating through that.
So let's ask the real question that everybody's too afraid to ask.
What?
Do you think it was real?
Do you think how are we gonna have this conversation and then ask that?
Do you think it was staged?
People think it's staged.
I think that I don't.
Why you put your conspiracy hat on?
Let's find them.
You literally just made this whole argument for this whole thing, and now you're saying is it fake?
I mean, the more I try to put the scenario together, I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm like, damn. So like, does he know about the adult approach? Like, what's that? How did we? They were mic'd up.
I'm saying like
if you heard them.
I'm saying like if you're approaching me, it could be, but it could be.
I could smell wealth.
I don't see. This is what I'm not gonna do.
What?
I'm not gonna take away from their special moment
by
casting. No, because you're not. Because a lot of people have. you're not. A lot of people probably have this theory.
I got
too,
the little misty eye watching it.
But I don't never want to take away from anybody's special moment. I'm saying for me per se, like nah. I need certain people for her and for me to be involved in this moment.
Right.
Now, like I said, his parents and her parents might have been in the crowd. Not in the front row, but might have been in the crowd. So they might have enjoyed it after the fact, after she sung just down the third. I think he knew her. I think he might have known her.
Probably called in a favor or something.
He called in a favor to somebody. We don't know the
I told Wale I'm
six
gonna,
we don't know the 6 degrees of separation.
I told Wale I need Usher for the wedding. I'm like, yo, you gotta
cash
in a favor.
Now see, that's wild.
That's not wild.
Yes, it is. That's wild.
Cash
in
a favor.
This nigga said
cash in a favor.
He,
yo.
He didn't ask Wale. He said, Wale, I need
y'all both.
Usher.
I need them both.
Usher.
I need the matrimony.
And
Wale, like,
you can come, but
like Wale,
yeah, like Wale, you can come, but like I need your
I need your man to sing.
That's wild.
That's not wild at all.
You say you telling me it's wild if I need my parents there, but they'll ask me to be a part of her shit.
If I'm already,
but you gonna tell Wale like, nah, I don't need you. I need your man that was on your single.
I know Wale's coming. Wale's probably gonna be one of my groomsmen.
That's crazy.
But I'm just like, listen,
he's already offended.
I need a favor.
I'm offended.
I need a favor. Cash them, buddy.
I'm offended.
On the flip side, though, maybe it's like, why even try anymore? Why even try to make a dope proposal like that? Nothing.
Why not?
That is what we've seen people get proposed to at like football games and like
what trash
to all these like big spectacular extravagant ways. Like, how do you top that? What do you do if you're one of those people whose woman is extra and loves that? There's that millions of women watched that last night and were just like, oh my God, if that ever happened to me.
Yeah, you need, and listen, all the women that watched that shit last night. I'm gonna give you a PSA. It's never gonna happen to you like that.
Yeah, wow.
Understand that it's never gonna happen like that because whatever deal they had, y'all probably not gonna have it like that. So just, you know, wait for the family engagement, wait for the memories, wait for like the astronomical shit that your man knows you would love. That's the thing that's gonna blow you away. That shit that we saw last night, a one of one.
Mm.
That's an exception to the rule.
Dream up a scenario. where that is better. Matter of fact, no. Rosie, what's you up? Dream up a scenario.
You know, this one.
The man of your dreams.
You gonna ask the man of the group?
Told you, yo.
Wow. The man. Y'all just take turns.
That was me last week. I'm good this week.
That's what I'm saying. Him last week, you this week. No, next week is gonna be Kaz.
Was that pause? Was that a pause? Because
that's the answer. Okay, whatever.
Your mind out the gutter, all right? So, Rosie, the man of your dreams comes up to you like, yo, listen, I need you to put on this headphones. Block your eyes out real quick. I'm going to walk you to this place. He dreams up an Adele-like scenario. What does it look like in your eyes? After he says the soliloquy, asks, will you marry me, blah, 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 blah.
And it's the same scenario.
It's the same scenario. But what does it look like Rosie-fied? Like, what would it make you react kind of like that? What was the name? Ashley? That made Ashley react the way she did yesterday.
Well, you can't see anything when the spotlight's on you.
Right. Sort of blind. But just draw it out.
No. I'm saying.
Who's in the crowd? Where does he walk you to? A bodega? Was he the 175th?
Wow.
Was the spot that you said the boats uptown?
Marina?
La Marina?
That nigga's your mad stereotypical.
That's crazy,
bro.
It wasn't.
That's wild. That's mad. I'm trying to
jog the memory. Trying to give me a situation.
Nigga said nothing but Spanish spots.
Bro, like.
So what was that wrong?
This nigga is coming in hot today. I don't know what's going on with him.
The thing is, I don't know what he would do.
Okay.
The man of my dreams. I don't know what.
All right, Burner Boy says, yo, put on your. Put your blindfold on, earpieces on.
We're definitely somewhere in Africa. None of my friends are there. You're so it's a Lowe's point. He brought none of my friends.
He brings you to Africa, right?
Yes.
Brings you out to a stage. It's dark as hell.
Yes.
Right? He says, man, Rosie.
Man, Rosie.
Wait, are you drawing up the scenario for him?
Hold on. You gotta put the accent on.
I'm not giving you no Yoruba today, boy. No Yoruba for y'all motherfuckers. So the lights come on. Who's in the crowd? Who's in the crowd that you see first? And you're like, holy shit.
In the crowd that I see first.
Matter of fact, no. Who comes out of the spotlight? About who comes to sing out of the song?
But you already put Burner Boy as my.
Like, who else would you want to see?
As the man of my dreams.
What, Phil Knight? Because he created the Jordan? That nigga coming out reading a memo of like, this is what the first sneaker looked like.
That's what she says.
And we dedicated it to Rose.
Sneakers out here.
What did you want?
I'm going to do this just for like, it'd probably be like Marshawn Lynch coming out the top.
So a nigga that you attracted to at your wedding and proposal.
Yeah, because I got one. I got one and I didn't get the other.
Marshawn walks out like,
you gotta get one more toxic shit in.
Now see, like,
he says, hey, straight up though, straight up though. Y'all love.
Nigga got the nigga she in love with.
Real
she got the nigga she in love with on stage, but the nigga she settled for and standing next to her. Talk about toxic.
That's usually what we do. You gotta get one last toxic shit out. Like, all right, well, this is it.
This is it.
Yes. Thank you, Marshawn.
Nah, you know her fucking, you know what her proposal is?
Yeah, draw it out for me. Go ahead.
Nigga put a blindfold on her.
Okay, blindfolds on.
Blindfolds on.
And I'm talking mad shit the whole time because I think I'm getting kidnapped.
Talking mad shit the whole time.
I don't like it. I don't trust it.
The whole time. And then she got the earphones on, right? So she can't hear anything. She can't hear what city she is in, whatever the case is. Mm. She opens the door up.
Jadakiss walks out.
Hold on.
Wow. It's as hard as it gets.
It's just, you know, they walk into the spot that they you know, she's about to get proposed to.
Okay.
And it's Burna Boy, right? Okay. Burna Boy.
Why is it always Burna Boy?
Because that's the nigga you fanned. Yeah, you fanned him. So it's Burna Boy, and the place is completely dark.
Yes.
Right?
I like it. Tell me more.
And so he turns her to face, like, he's facing the wall.
Yo, if he pushes me, I'm gonna be mad.
Why would he push you?
Because you're evil, and that's probably where your story for me would go.
So she takes off the headphones, still just uber quiet.
Still quiet, okay.
Still quiet. And all of a sudden, Nas walks out.
One mic.
Hold on. And then, you know how Adele came around with the lights?
Yes.
They turn the lights on. These niggas in Flight Club. And will you marry me and smell that sneaker?
Jola Puma walks out and is like, walks in the latest episode of Sneaker Shopping. We're doing the first ever proposal sneaker shopping with Rosie and Burna Boy.
So it's Nas, Jola Puma, and Burna Boy at Flight Club in Soho.
First of all, I would have done Stadium Good. Shout out Fresco.
Shout out Stadium Good. Stadium Good, Flight Club, whatever the case is. One new sneaker spot. And Will You Marry Me spelled out on the wall in sneaker. That's her ideal proposal for Rosie.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, but shout out Adele. Shout out Ravy B, who shot the photos last night. Yeah. Go get 30. I mean, well, I got to tell you, you're going to get it anyway. It's Adele.
Oh,
y'all ain't going to be able to escape it.
That is the proposal for Rosie.
That is so dumb and realistic.
This episode of Say Less with Kaz, Loki, and Rosie is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. Lo, Rosie, Jake, everybody here knows how much we bangs with McDonald's, okay? Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, mm-hmm. I used to have my birthday parties there, mm-hmm. get my little happy hats, get my mm-hmm. happy meals, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. It's always been like an unofficial like community center
right.
back in the day, right? Like, I know you told me about, you know, going back to school with the fresh fries.
Listen, man.
After the doctor's appointment.
Not the fresh fries. The Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
The hash brown.
Ooh. Hash browns.
The tall OJ.
Yes.
Oh, and lit. Dancing in front of my teacher. You can't afford this, Miss Simmons. Let me finish my breakfast.
Dr. Simmons.
Yes.
I had a specific memory.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Rosie, you got any specific McDonald's memories back in the day as a kid?
Just leaving for lunch in high school to go to McDonald's was a flex.
So you had the cool high school. Yeah, where they cool let you go get lunch in the middle of the day.
Like, if you got a car, go ahead, get it.
I'm
cool,
mad at
got
that.
It. Exactly. Come back with the fries, McChicken.
There you go.
Mm,
that's
lit.
Right.
It's good breakup food, lit. Too.
Wow. Anyway, this has been McDonald's. I'm loving it. All right, let's talk about some good Carolina and some bad Carolina. Rosie.
Oh, my God.
The resident Carolinian in here. Shout out to
Carolinian.
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 Carolinian. My bad. Whatever. Y'all had a pretty solid weekend.
It was like.
You had a solid weekend.
Carolina was doing so well. So when did they announce Cam Friday?
So Cam resigns.
Thursday?
Cam resigns, I think, Thursday or Friday, right?
Thursday.
They announced it Thursday. He signed.
He signed Friday.
Okay.
Announced it Thursday. Friday, Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Beat the New York Knicks. Big come from behind win. Shout out to the Hornets. Player fun team. Root for them. LaMelo Ball. And then Sunday, Cam back in Carolina Blue. You know what I'm saying? It felt right. It felt like anybody, even if you aren't even a fan of the Panthers or whatever, like every NFL fan. Was just happy to see Cam back.
I'm also a black quarterback fan.
And that too. I'm glad to see black quarterbacks always succeed in any situation.
A lot of black quarterbacks taking over the NFL this year.
Good.
Of course, good. It's just, good. As it should. As it should.
All right.
But Cam, you know, if you got red zone was like the perfect.
Sunday.
Perfect scenario for it. Because they go to the game when it's in scoring position. So the game had just started. I think they got an interception or whatever. And you see P.J. White, I guess their incumbent quarterback right now for the Carolina Panthers, on there. And they're like, damn, you think Cam's actually going to play? Like, he just
signed. I didn't think he would. I was like, does he even know?
But he's going to play, whatever. And then, like, as I'm thinking that, the commentator's like, they put in a special package for Cam Newton. This might be a great time. As soon as he walks in, you hit the arena. They're in Arizona.
Yeah.
What do you mean they put in a special?
Like a special like goal line package for Carolina. You know, he's big dude, okay. Run whatever. Oh. So, first play, as soon as he gets touch the ball, quarterback draw, touchdown, takes off the helmet, gets the flag, whatever, screams at the camera, I'm back! I'm back!
Welcome back.
You can't draw up a better moment than that. And not even two plays later, I think he got another interception. Throws for a touchdown as well. The game was over right there. It was some Willis Reed shit. Like, didn't have to do much. They had to get, as soon as those two touchdowns, I'm like, Arizona's not coming back. The game was over right then and there, right? That's the good Carolina.
No, there was more because the Hornets won that night too.
Hornets did win. They also beat the Golden State Warriors
that
as well.
Night, yeah.
Another big win.
Again. It was like such a high. It was such a high for Carolina.
It was such a high. And then tell me about the low. Well, I haven't been.
They won regular season games.
No, but it was like they typically don't win.
And for them and the to Warriors win. The Warriors are the best team in the league right now.
What, for them to get. For
nine, well, 9-2 now.
Them to
nine
get Cam back and win. And then Hornets won like two in a row. Mm-hmm. It was like a little high.
Carolina was doing real, real good. And I wasn't. I wasn't on the socials.
I don't even think y'all should associate the.
I mean, as much he was at the game.
He was there.
He was at the game. Yeah. Like as much as he reps Carolina, it's like.
So who are you referring to?
Y'all should have been known this nigga was on a dumbass.
The dumbass child.
The child.
The baby.
The baby.
The big baby.
The baby's been on a dumbass streak. So
put me on game because I haven't been paying attention as
listen,
much.
Listen, first of all. I don't even want to talk. He's just so disrespectful and corny for the shit that he's been doing the past, what, 2 days, Dan?
I saw the screen grabs, but I haven't seen like the
actual. It's been a day, but it's like,
I mean, I saw
it's one thing for you to fight with your chick or your side chick or whatever in private. Even when you tweet about it, it's still like, all right, we don't need to know your business. Right. When you start posting stories, we don't know your business. For you to go live. And disrespect her while she's feeding your child that she hasn't even shown to the world yet. And listen, I don't have kids, but I do know postpartum is real.
Yes, very.
And I do know that she was feeding her child who she has not shown the world to or whatever. And you could just see like the distress on her face. You could just see it like, and you could tell they were arguing. I was like, this motherfucker's childish.
I mean, there's a small part of me.
It was so disgusting.
There's a small part of me that understands why he went live.
Why?
Just because.
There's no understanding. No excuse.
Damn. All right.
No, go ahead. Because he already said that he had people recording in the house. He called the cops. He was recording.
Of course.
Why go live?
Because I'm talking about all the other dumb shit he's already done in the past. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, he did say
he's already done a lot of dumb shit.
He's like, I'm already being like.
So he's already vilified. He's already like, people already don't like him. Right? If she says anything about, like, yo, he put hands on me, he did this, he did that, whatever. Like, not to say, like, anything's going to save him because she's already dragging me through the mud. But I guess legally, for, like, legal purposes and, like, everything he's already kind of been going through, whatever, I would see why he would go live. I mean, gladly, you know, you would never want to have that sort of fucking drama where you feel like you got to do that. But no. I understand why he did it. I think it's corny.
It was dumb.
I definitely think it's corny.
He's a clown for
you
that.
Would love to not be in just a situation where you have to do that. Because of all the
why
other
that, things.
That's not understandable because, and I'm trying to understand your perspective, but at
I'm
the same.
I'm saying if I'm him, at, and I already done
yeah,
all
no,
the
but
stuff.
At the
I
same,
see what you're
no,
saying,
but
you could
but
just
at
record.
The same, yeah,
you don't
at
have
the same
to,
time, I don't need a live audience
sitting front row
laughing at you disrespecting the child of your,
mother, your child. Yeah.
And being like just calling her crazy.
No, I
watched 15 minutes of this shit because I knew we had to talk about
like,
it. I had to talk about it this morning.
He straight up said he went live again this morning, and he was like, "You was never my girl. Let's be clear. You was a solidified side
bitch."
She did the whole. I'm a what? Oh,
you doing all
like? See, you chose to be nice because I would have slapped him right on.
You doing all that? You doing all that? Like. In front of people, you doing all that in front of strangers, you doing all that in front of the world. We knew, well, what we saw is what we y'all were dealing with each other for 3 years. So I don't even want to hear like, oh, well, that's my side piece, and you took it to your mother's crib, and even though like that really doesn't mean too much, but you've done all these things that a side piece doesn't get involved in.
I mean, shit, family like everybody.
No, that's not true. No, that's not because I heard someone else say that shit too.
The
like
Carolina jumped out of you just now.
y'all just let
your parents meet any old.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm saying. Like, nah, we don't. My parents ain't meeting everybody. My parents meeting the one that I think is the one. But you know, going back to the fact that like you thought it was cool to say all this in front of people. So like to your point, like, yeah, he could have recorded all this shit and like, oh, yo, you see how she wilding or she won't leave or this, that, and the third. Cool, at least now you got evidence, hand that shit over to the police, and that's that. But you doing all that shit in front of everybody. And you went live like 3 or 4 times.
That's what I'm saying.
Stupid.
You know what I mean? Corny. Like, and you thought that shit was cool. Like, you thought that shit was cool to call her crazy. You thought that shit was cool to call her a bitch. You thought that shit was cool to call her a side piece. You thought that shit was cool to do all that shit in front of the world.
If only there was some signs that this man might not be of
great
moral standing.
No.
Like, we all know this person's like a piece of shit.
But we've spoken on each incident that he's been in where it's like, yo, you bugging, you're wilding, this is a continuous streak of
my
him
thing is
being
this.
Irresponsible.
My thing is this.
And I think this takes the cake.
If that's who he is, first of all, She's dumb too. I'm not taking no sides. I'm just saying he's a super clown because she just had a kid.
I think she owned her dumbness too. She's definitely like, I should have believed.
She definitely owned her dumbness.
Yeah, but she owned her mistakes. That's also shit that girls just say right after.
Right.
She might take him back in 3 months. We don't know. even a couple weeks.
They might be back together right now.
She never left the house.
I don't think it's funny because it's like, yo, the kid night. Now the kid is getting that energy.
And I'm saying that's what pissed me off the most. I'm like, if this was before the kid and y'all was just arguing, I would still call you a clown.
Of course.
Disrespectful.
Of course.
But she's feeding your child. And you're going live and you're taking the pillow down when she's trying to cover the child because she hasn't shown the child to the public.
Right.
You know, so it's like.
And then he showed the child.
And then he did it on purpose. Like, if that don't call for him to get slapped.
I can't. It's not our business.
I mean, he kind of made it everyone's business. Well,
it is now.
It is now. Like, I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm about to be a dad. Like, I wouldn't want to ever be in that situation where, like, you know, a dispute is like, in this, first off, like, we don't have mixed company. I understand. Like, if you're in a relationship, like, there's going to be times where things are testy or whatever. Like, still, it should never get to that point. It will never get to that point. But what I'm saying is, dude like him, he's already kind of showed his hand what kind of a person he is, bro. Like, he's already kind of, he's never admitted to being like, nobody's ever confused him for being like an upstanding, like, young, moral, like, sort of dude. Like, he kind of came out the gate like as this I don't give a fuck type of dude. And he's never given you a reason to believe he's anything but that. So people being so shocked and being like,
it's not being shocked. It's just like, it's just.
And I understand it's, you know, people like us, people that do podcasts, people that are in the media are going to see that. And the reason why they do that, because they know this is going to give people a lot of stuff to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's just like, bruh.
But that makes me sad as a woman because, first of all, this is why God gave him nothing but 3 daughters. And for as long as he keeps having kids, he's going to keep having daughters. Mm. And he's going to reap what he sows with them, with those daughters when they get older and they start dealing with men. Mm. But it makes me sad because so many women stay in relationships like that. I know so many women that do that, get pregnant, and keep the child thinking that it's going to form a bond. And I think it's stupid if you want, but I'm saying this is how women think.
No,
like,
I see. I know people who have done it.
Like, yeah, you're going to have this kid. We're going to spend so much time together. Eventually, we're just going to be good. We're going to form this bond. And now you're stuck with the same person that you knew had this. Like, people don't change overnight.
You ever see that meme with, like, the infomercial guy when, like, the pool's leaking and he slaps something on it? It was like, the pool said toxic relationship and the water's leaking out. Slaps the tape on it and says, baby.
Tape, yeah. thinking, in the water.
Thinking the baby's going to fix everything.
It's gonna slip right off.
No, like,
but it's like women stay in these things and have these kids, and I'm like, and that's so sad because, like you said, that kid, like, he feels that.
It is
like,
sad.
It's a baby. It's a baby girl. Yeah, she's feeding her, like, and she's sitting there arguing back with him. I'm like, bro, this could have gotten ugly.
It's very sad. It's very sad. On top of it, it's like, man, I don't know their relationship. I don't know how
we don't met. We don't gotta know shit. But it's just like it's
no. Let me finish. I don't know their relationship. I don't know anything about them. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is there's never been a reason out there to let you believe that this person was going to... Like, he's already got... And I hate talking about this about other dudes, but, like, he's already got other baby moms. Like, he's already kind of put out there that he's, like, kind of, like, an asshole or whatever. Like, there's nothing out there that will let you believe that, like... Oh, he's gonna change for me.
What,
like,
Kaz is saying is,
are you there because
some
he's
people
the baby?
Are just fun to fuck with? Okay, AKA have your fun. Fuck, they're not people to have kids with.
Even when they went public,
or like, they went public for like 2 months and then he dropped.
Yeah, when they went public, everyone was kind of like,
they've been public since 2019, bro.
No,
they have.
Together like that.
She documented all of that shit.
No,
you think been
she
around?
Documented.
Bro,
it.
They've been around each other since like 19.
They weren't like posting each other. Is what I'm saying.
Yes, they were. I watched all her. I watched a lot of this shit just so I can have a perspective of like what this.
But
like,
see,
what this
those
is.
Things that she posted today, she had never posted.
Right.
She was posting it as proof because he called her a side chick.
Right.
That's how she started. Right. She's like, oh, is this what you do with a side chick? Dated everything.
This is what I'm saying. So this is what, like, you can't sit there and say, like, oh, they only been together for 2 months. Clearly, like, they've been around each other for a long time.
No, I didn't say that. So they were only public for, because
what I'm saying is they've been around each other.
Yeah.
So there must have been
some.
We know
they've been around each other. What I've been trying to say is when they went public, there was a whole bunch of
so
blowback
crazy.
Because everyone was just like, yo, what are you doing with this type of dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you with him because, like, And again, I hate talking about like other people's relationship like that, but like, are you just with this dude because he's the highest, most streamed artist in the world right now? I'm like, that's a good look for you and your career. And like,
and I hate that because he like, tried to create that narrative too. He's like, oh, you're trying to trap a rich black man. Like, what?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Like,
well, it's just for the birds.
Whatever.
What are we on next?
Anyways, corny, he's a bro. Clown. You're a clown. And yeah. you're giving Charlotte men a very bad
At least
name.
You got Cam and Steph Curry and the Hornets.
Right.
All looking good.
All those Steph Curry got to do with Charlotte.
He's from North Carolina.
From North Carolina, bro.
Oh, that's right. He went to Davidson.
Yeah. Well, he's born and raised there. But anyway, speaking of which, we won't be able to, you know, there'll probably be a whole other narrative about it by tomorrow morning. But Odell Beckham Jr. makes his big LA Rams debut tonight, a.k.a. last night, if you're listening to this tomorrow morning.
Oh, Lord.
Odell, man, he's never been afraid of the spotlight. And now he's getting all the spotlight he can possibly have, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Odell Beckham Jr., star wide receiver, obviously, with your New York Football Giants, wasn't necessarily the best ending or really best, you know, time in Cleveland. But now he's getting a fresh start. He's on the winning team. Robert Woods gets hurt. You know what I mean? They're in practice on Friday. So it went from, okay, I don't know if Odell's the best fit over here because they already got so many weapons, so oh, now they need Odell to come over there and be, you know, a real time player. And on top of that, the SoFi Stadium, LA Rams of it all, Super Bowl's there. Like, there's a lot of things that can go right for Odell. There's also a lot of things that can go very wrong for Odell.
Like what?
Probably the same thing that happened in Cleveland just now, right? Like,
already?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a possibility, man. Like, the reason why, obviously, when he goes over to Cleveland, everybody thinks, you know, it's going to be lights out football. Baker Mayfield just coming off Rookie of the Year.
Right.
You got Jarvis Landry, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. You got this loaded offense. Hasn't really worked out the way it was. On top of that, Baker's missing throws, and you don't get your star receiver the ball. Everyone's going to be like, we got to free that dude. Get him out of here. And that's exactly what happened. A guy that has that big of a megawatt of spotlight on him.
But he also got hurt as well.
He also got hurt. A lot of people.
So that doesn't that
put the blame on Baker Mayfield.
But doesn't that disrupt the flow?
Of course.
So
we've
like,
seen plenty of times when Baker Mayfield looked very good without Odell Beckham Jr. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of a give and take with a star wide receiver. Like, if you're a star wideout and you're a quarterback that is okay,
right,
not great, you know what I'm saying?
Decent.
When you're not getting that dude the ball, it's going to reflect badly on you. That's what happened with Baker Mayfield. Now you got Matt Stafford, who has been balling this year for the LA Rams, got Cooper Kupp looking like an MVP candidate, and now you got Odell Beckham Jr. on your team. You have to make him work, or else if he goes from the same situation in Cleveland where he's not getting ball, the same situation in Los Angeles.
So what are your cast predictions for the night?
They're not putting him. One, they're not putting him as a wide receiver tonight. They're putting him as a punt returner.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's the link that I sent y'all.
Okay, well, Robert Woods got hurt, so they might need him more than they expected.
From the stories that I read, that they're utilizing him as a punt returner.
Okay.
And not as a wide receiver weapon just yet. Mm. So maybe they're trying to ease him into the system and not put too much responsibility.
He does know the play.
Especially on a Monday night.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to put too much strain on him. You know, he's still trying to get acclimated to the system, so that's how they're utilizing him tonight. Now, right. I don't know what's going to happen next Sunday or so on and so forth, but right. That's the weapon they're going to choose to use him as tonight.
I think they're going to – you asked for my predictions of what you think is going to happen.
What's your cast predictions for the night, for the game?
For tonight? I think they're going to get him involved early. I think they're going to get him a lot of screen
plays.
They're
going to do what they did to him?
They're going
to throw him in?
Yeah, like they'll have an Odell package ready.
I don't think they're going to put him. I don't think they're going to put him in that slot
yet. I think they're
going
to use him.
I don't think they're going to put him in that slot yet.
I think they'll use him.
Just from what I read, reading that insight and reading that, you know, that breakdown, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think obviously they'll put him in certain situations. They'll probably put him in special teams. If they put him in, I'm sure there's a goal line package for him. Like, yo, just
go get
open. You know what I mean? Like, fade routes, like that. Like, if there's a Hail Mary, like, yeah, get out there. Get your hands, whatever. But, you know, I don't think there's a – I think they're going to use him a lot. I think they're going to target him a lot. But I hope, you know, he's going against the San Francisco 49ers, which, you know, they've been up and down as well. But the defense is starting to come around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're the LA Rams, you have Odell Beckham, who has all this spotlight on him, right? and you're not even the most off, you're probably not even the second or third most impressive, important offensive player on that team. You got Cooper Kupp, who's putting up Jerry Rice numbers. You got, Jason Henderson, the running back, whatever, also balling out. And you got Stafford, who can get the ball to anybody. So I think it might be the same thing in Cleveland, where they kind of use him as a decoy. It's like everybody, he stands out.
But this is why I said, like, the whole punt returner thing. Like you said, you just named three offensive weapons that have been doing them just do the entire season.
Right.
So it's like, if we don't utilize him and something happens on a bullshit play, we already blew all our cards.
Yeah. What do you mean something happens, like an injury?
Like just like a freak accident or like, you know, get a wide out. Something happens. His ankle, he falls wrong or whatever, he gets hit. Boom. Right. Now we're fucked.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, put him as a punt returner doesn't make it any different. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to utilize him as much as you would on a wide out, a goal line stance, whatever the case is. Yeah. So I think they utilize him in the best position in the least quantity-wise.
Right. And the best thing about this situation, another one of my predictions that you're saying, is like he's putting himself in a position where he can't complain no more.
It's like, right.
Like, your daddy can't put up no videos. You can't say, like, dude's not getting me the ball. You can't drop no passes, by the way. Like, God forbid you drop a pass. They go, oh, we'll see. We try to get him the ball. He's like, what? He put himself in a corner where he can't.
He talked himself up to the point where
you gotta produce.
You're gonna have bad games. I mean, everybody is. Again, it would be beneficial.
I don't think he could afford a bad game.
I was just about to say that.
I don't think he can afford a bad game.
How many weeks left?
It's like what?
It's like at least seven. 7 weeks. You got a good chunk of the season left, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like,
going to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're going to the playoffs already.
Yeah.
But it would be beneficial if you came out balling. It would be beneficial if you catch every target.
So it'd be in his best interest to Cam Newton it.
Yes.
Well, we knew Cam. So now Cam was.
I don't know if we knew Cam. I didn't know Cam was getting two touchdowns.
Yeah, I knew Cam was going to show up.
I knew he was going to.
I mean, as early as it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to draw that up.
That's how it drew up.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, I can't see that.
He better come in with some Cam Newton energy.
I would like to see Odell return a punt, and just get busy. Then that would be like, okay, like these Cam and Odell, they got the stars right for them
right now.
You know what I mean?
We'll see what happens.
But Odell, I think, you know, even Aaron Rodgers tried to get him. And Aaron Rodgers was like, yo, it just wasn't the right fit, but he pursued him.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Apparently, Coach Sean McVay, like, didn't just pursue him, but he basically, like,
he knew that was coming.
He basically drew up a bunch of things like, yeah, we want you, and this is how we're going to use you as well. Whereas the Packers was like, hey, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, come over.
That was it.
You know, yeah, come over for some drinks. Come over for some drinks. Yeah, you leave when you want.
Yeah, it's not.
Doors open, buddy.
They didn't really make it that enticing. Yeah. And it's Green Bay, and it's like, do I really want to be over there in that weather and that, like.
And he already lives in LA, too. He got a crib out there.
Go over there and have some fun.
And I think, honestly.
You got LeBron over there. I think Odell, he's going to look good on the sidelines. You're watching the Lakers.
I think Odell being on the LA Rams is good for the NFL, too, man. They got this brand new stadium. That SoFi Stadium looks amazing. Yeah. They got Monday Night Football. They are a favorite in the NFC. Yeah. They got stars there already.
I was going to say, LA is real lucky with all the stars they get on their teams.
It ain't luck. They know what LA brings. They know you could take.
We won't let y'all
get everybody you want, and the fucking Super Bowl is here.
Yeah.
So we're giving you all the equipment you need.
Same thing with the Lakers
to show
like,
up.
Yo, the Lakers got a star-studded squad. Say, like, listen, I'll take less money to go to LA because just knowing that I'm a Laker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you saw what Pat Beverly said.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was like, we made it a clip.
He was like, yo. Then he said, he's like, you know, people just wanted to see the Clippers play. I don't know why, nigga. Neither do we. Because it ain't true. It wasn't true, bro. I didn't want to see the Clippers play.
We still don't want to watch the Clippers.
Like,
the Clippers are quietly like balling this year. Got a great season.
They are. They're putting up numbers.
The whole story in Staples Center. The whole story in Staples Center is what's wrong with the Lakers? Yeah. Is Melo gonna get sixth man of the year? Is AD gonna come back to form? What's wrong? Russell Westbrook. Meanwhile, quietly, the Clippers are like 9-5.
Yeah, Paul PG George putting up numbers.
Nobody comes
up. Patrick Beverly in the middle of Minnesota talking about, you know, it's a Clipper town. When?
It is not, and it never will be, bro. It's just facts of life.
The only Clippers that we ever saw in LA was at the Staples Center. Think about my joke that I just said, the Staples Center. Clippers, like Clippers. No. I try to put it together. Paper clips.
No, we understood.
You didn't need to.
I just wanted to set it up.
Anytime you have to explain a joke,
it's not good.
Rosie.
I don't explain them. I just say them if they don't have them.
This is a fact of life, though.
You explain your jokes sometimes.
Certain cities.
Well, he also does the stupid shit that Adam be doing. He also does those dad jokes. They're dad jokes.
Yeah, he be like, hey,
he's thinking of one now.
I'm like, we got it, Cass.
Plenty of dad jokes.
That whole, remember that steak run he went on?
I didn't want it.
Okay.
I don't want it. I don't even bring him
back. It's traumatizing.
Yeah, he's taking a walk right now.
I know he's taking one right now.
He's going to bring it back to the Clippers and the Staples.
Don't force it. Don't force it.
He's going to bring it back before the show ends. He's going to bring it back to the Clippers and the Staples.
All right, cool.
Watch.
Don't force it. Don't force it. Please don't force it.
I'm not going to force it, but I will definitely have one before the end of the show. Yo, have you ever seen a Vitamin Water display at your local store? It looks like you're walking into an actual rainbow. Is it just me, or are the flavors of Vitamin Water insanely attractive? Plus, with titles like Energy, Revive, Focus, Refresh, Essential, Power C, and Triple X, it's easy to pick a flavor to match your vibe. The real flex is flavor. Don't forget to check out the newest flavors, Gutsy Watermelon Peach, and look, Blueberry Hibiscus.
Kendrick Lamar was at
Kendrick's back!
Day in Vegas Festival.
Looking like Black Jesus.
Day in Vegas Festival. I don't know what knit outfit he had on, but he looked like...
A great one.
He looked like, extremely. Looked like the second coming. Mm. Put on a great performance from all four or five of his albums. We haven't seen him on stage in like 2 years.
Yep.
So that leads me to believe that not only are we going to get a phenomenal performance at the Super Bowl, which is in LA.
He's doing the Super Bowl.
Sheesh. Super Bowl alongside Snoop, Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem.
Yeah.
Right? So now we're getting ready for that. And
Wait. Why is that the line? There's not just one performer anymore?
No, it's the whole collective. Yeah, they announced on Pepsi a few weeks ago.
It's those five. And then it's
Are
been
you excited for Eminem?
No. And then, like, what did you think I was going to say? Maybe. No, I don't want
to
see him.
No, because I feel like when we had that argument, you said he would never be able to do, like, a Super Bowl.
No, we said verses. I didn't say
that.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it, because I think you said there was, if there was a big concert.
I remember what he said. You said if he had a versus, it would have to be in like a stadium. He couldn't just do an arena or something like that.
Yeah, but he said
I still wouldn't go see it.
Yeah, he said nobody would go to it.
I still wouldn't go see it. If it's a versus, Eminem, a Super Bowl show compared to a versus show, clearly not the same. Now, if it's a Super Bowl show, yeah, there's going to be some theatrics. It's going to be
you got to realize more. Low size these things facetiously.
I really don't.
But you're like, you wouldn't go
no,
see
anytime
it.
I say something that he doesn't agree with, he's like, you're lying.
I'm like, you say no, you wouldn't go see it. It's like, whoa. If they were like, hey, we want you to go watch this Eminem thing.
I'm like, I'm not interested. Like, why?
He'd be like, I went for work.
You're going to, he's going to be like, I went because I had to work. I'm like, bro, stop. Is it you don't want to go.
How many times have you done things for work?
Plenty of times.
Okay, so why is it so hard to believe?
There's a reason why I do this type of work, because it doesn't feel like work.
No, I'll do this for free.
I do it for free, chicken.
How many times that you had to write something for the source, you had to go somewhere for the stash, or you had to go somewhere for Spring Hill, whatever the case is, and you know you didn't want to go, but he's like, you know what, I have to do this for work, and it's free, let me go enjoy it. How many times have you done that?
It's rare that happens.
Has it happened?
I feel like the last time that happened was the Biggie concert in Brooklyn.
You didn't want to go see Biggie?
Busta Rhymes. I would love to see Biggie. I'm like, what?
Biggie tribute.
That was a Biggie tribute.
I'm like, nigga, when did you go see Biggie? You didn't want to go see Biggie?
I'm like, how old are you, Kyle?
Yeah, like, nigga,
I'm not that old.
Benjamin Button ass.
Where's Biggie before?
I'm like, no, he's at the Biggie show. So I'm thinking, like, nigga,
you had a chance
you
to see
older
Biggie?
Than me?
Nah, bro. No, there was a Biggie like tribute, and it was like, you know, Busta Rhymes, a bunch of other people, like folks I've seen before. But it's like, I'm not dying to see it, but of course I'm gonna go see it. I'm a hip hop fan. Like Eminem, he's not the first person that pops up on my Spotify list, but I'm not gonna act like I'm not gonna have a bad time. I'm gonna go watch Eminem perform his greatest hits. Like, what's wrong with that? I'm not gonna be that stubborn and be like, I'm not going because I'm not an Eminem fan.
What's wrong with not wanting to go see like somebody? What's wrong with not wanting to be involved? Why is that an issue?
I feel like you're the type of person that like, you would force yourself to go because like it was for work or something like that.
Yeah.
And then some Eminem songs that you forgot slap will play, and you have to sit there and pretend like you're not having a good time.
Bro, no, like,
and nothing is worse than the guy pretending not to have a good time.
No, because you think that every place niggas go when it's involved with hip hop or it's like whatever the case is, niggas gotta have a good time or things gonna slap.
I would hope
so. I'm just not into his music. I know his music. I understand his catalog. I respect his catalog. And it does not necessarily mean I want to recreationally go and watch this nigga perform.
Okay. So let's get back to what we were talking about before. You brought up Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
Right. He's back. You think this is going to be, we mentioned the Super Bowl. You said this is going to be a great Super Bowl performance and something else. You didn't finish it.
No. Before I was cut off.
Cut yourself off.
No, before I was cut off. this leads me to believe that obviously an album's coming because he's hinted at that.
Right.
I think something is coming before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or directly after.
Am I allowed to say that?
Huh?
So you played me some songs. Am I allowed to say that? No? Whatever. There's some songs out there. It's not just you who has
it's on
them.
The internet.
It's a, you can don't act
so
like
then
I'm
why
the
would
only
you
person.
So then why would you ask me?
Don't act like just I'm the only it. Person that knows there's some new Kendrick floating around.
Just
the internet
say it.
Web,
right?
Well,
just,
he did say before he got off stage, he was what? Like, I'll see everybody soon, and I'm
yeah, no, he
soon.
Just yeah, no,
yeah,
he
like come so, on, okay, bro.
You didn't have to make it hot.
I've seen the Baby Keem records. I'm sure he didn't go in there, record two songs, and leave.
No. You didn't have. To, you made it hot.
I didn't
like,
make
anyway,
it hot. My fault.
Anyway,
Fed, stay off Lowe's back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. No, but like, yeah, there were some snippet records. Can you shut up, bro? Like, this nigga loves to make shit hot. He was like, sorry, Feds, you're listening.
Both the Feds are like.
Hey, bro,
we're gonna put a timestamp up, Feds.
That's why I'm not sending you no more fucking records.
My fault. Go ahead, bro. You heard him, Feds.
Yo, what you got going on
that's
this week?
Joking.
What you got going on this week, bro? This nigga always loves taking a joke to the next level. Like,
the new
shut
Kendrick.
Up.
The new Kendrick.
There have been new Kendrick records floating around.
I thought it was coming up.
There was about 3 or 4 records that snippets were floating around, like maybe like almost a month ago.
Yeah.
So with this performance, with the Super Bowl performance, with him announcing his new company, media company, infrastructure.
Right.
There's between all of that, we know that Kendrick is working, Kendrick is completed, and Kendrick is gearing up because all the big dogs have released their shit.
Mm.
You know, the Wale's, the Cole's, the Drake's.
I don't think.
The Big Sean's.
I don't think.
Ross is dropping December 10th.
Kendrick's a different big dog. He's a different big dog. And I love those guys. I love every single one of the guys you just mentioned.
In what manner?
I think even more so than Drake, he's a bigger.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Oh, where'd that come from?
First of all, I
think so.
Can you compare those two?
I think you can.
No,
I think you absolutely
can.
I think you absolutely
can.
Kendrick has every single accolade that Drake has. Every
but I
single
just
one.
Think Kendrick.
Except,
well,
it's a different
a
vibe,
album.
Though.
We're not doing this argument.
Not in the 10th anniversary. You said he has every accolade. Drake doesn't have
a. Not in the 10th anniversary of Take Care. We debating if it's a classic.
No.
Even though people are celebrating the 10-year anniversary, but it's a classic.
Niggas been celebrating 5-year anniversaries, 8-year anniversaries of every album that's come out over the past 8 years.
It's also a different
album. I don't mean no fucking
it's
classic.
Day.
It's not a classic album. Love. I'm not doing this with you. We already continue on. We're not doing it.
Take Care is
I'm
classic,
not doing
bro.
This.
Okay, but besides that, I don't think he's similar to Kendrick.
I think he's similar in the sense of, you know, just like popularity.
And
like, you know, certain artists in hip hop, like when they drop, like they are events. Like there's only a handful of people that do that.
Listen, we had this conversation, I think, a couple of weeks back. And this is why we look at Drake the way we look at him, because he doesn't go away. Drake,
right.
Kendrick has not been on a stage in 2 years.
That's
so
why
that's
I say.
And that's why it looked, and the way he did it, the way that production looked, the way that show looked, it looked like it was a well-thought-out art installation of his albums
he's
and who he is.
He's
a theatrical artist that's a great storyteller that has longevity out the ass and has 4 great first albums. I'd say Drake doesn't, but there's a certified classic with that first album.
Kind of similar to Adele, right? Like, don't see him a lot, but when they come out, it is a moment.
But
yes.
Adele,
you know
see
saying?
More in like in media.
Well, yeah, because she's a famous white woman.
But Kendrick, but I'm saying Kendrick, even then, he still goes.
Kendrick
like,
was
like,
well,
but that's what I'm
a famous white woman.
He still goes out somewhere like to eat or something. Nobody
sees Kendrick.
No, we don't see Kendrick.
I'm like, what do you
and
do,
I think no, but I think he's privy to that, and I think he understands.
That's so his artistry.
I think he understands the value of being of disappearing.
Yes. Yes.
I think Drake doesn't understand that, or not understand it, he just doesn't care for it.
I think
he doesn't care for fame.
Who? Kendrick doesn't. No, Kendrick. Yeah.
I think
Drake cares for fame.
Yeah, I think Kendrick doesn't even. I think he wants to make his music and just.
And make moments like he did at Day in Vegas.
I think that's all he cares about.
So when you're that good at making music, that's all you need.
That's true.
That's all you need. That's you don't need to do anything else. You'll need the theatrics.
And it doesn't take away from what Drake does or what he's doing.
Oh, I love the Drake.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I love that way too sexy. Do you like do you guys like rappers that have like those split personalities? Or like those like different voices that
like
they
Glock
use.
And Glizzock?
But that he sounds the same when he's Glock and him when he's Glizzock.
Like, is that a bipolar?
No, like you know how Kendrick does those different voices and then Nicki does them. Like, you know,
I like
have,
when
like,
Kendrick
like
does
when they
it.
Switch it, like they I switch like the beat.
I think that's real.
Yeah.
I think that's some shit Nicki does in her house.
Okay.
Yeah. That ain't no musician shit.
He'll change the whole beat and then he'll change the whole voice.
Kendrick does
and
that.
I love it.
I think that's just his tone, but Nicki, I think Nicki really does.
She walks around like
Yeah, I think she'd be in the crib like bugging. And her husband be like, all right, enough of this shit.
Yo, investing can be intimidating for most, especially when it comes to cryptocurrency. And it can be hard to know where to start. Well, on public.com, you can start small while you invest in what you believe. With any amount, you can learn how to invest in popular cryptocurrencies with ease. Since joining Public, I've been able to learn more about stocks, EFTs, and crypto, and I'm surrounded by a community that makes investing way less intimidating. I'm already feeling much more confident knowing that I'm never investing alone. You can choose from thousands of stocks and EFTs, along with 10 popular cryptocurrencies, and get exclusive access to a growing community full of fellow investors. Public.com allows anyone to invest with confidence and safety, with volatility reminders that let you know investments like crypto are a little riskier. Start investing with as little as $1 and get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com. Today, visit public.com/saylesspodcast to download the app and sign up. That's public.com/saylesspodcast. Valid for U.S. residents 18 and over, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice.
The holidays are right around the corner. If you want help prepping for your family parties and get-togethers, all while supporting a more sustainable local food system, check out Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is a grocery delivery service offering an entire line of sustainable groceries that taste delicious and reduce waste. Make a difference in our food system. Visit imperfectfoods.com to see if they deliver in your area. Once you sign up, you can personalize your weekly grocery order. Listen, honestly, I try Imperfect Foods for the first time ever because I don't have that much time, and it was amazing. I got to meal prep all in one day. They sent it the same day. I think you should try it. If you don't have that much time and you need to get everything out, try it. Right now, Imperfect Food is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use our promo code, say less. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to $80 value. At imperfectfoods.com, offer code when you use the promo code, say less. Imperfectfoods.com and use say less.
I'm excited for new Kendrick, man. I'm always excited for new Kendrick, bro. Kendrick is one of those artists. He's like, I think if Kendrick wanted to stop the world on CBS, after football one day and say,
oh,
hey.
No, he can do that.
You don't think he can pull Nadello?
No, there's a difference. He couldn't pull it off because of his pro-blackness. That's not.
You don't think a network will call that?
What?
Yeah, you're right.
CBS?
BET, man.
After football?
Oh, are you kidding me? BET can afford that.
Bro, that.
BET can afford that.
CBS.
No offense to BET, but. You know.
CBS at 9 o'clock on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
All them white folks, excuse me, baby Jesus. This is an episode. It's not real.
It's
not. Come on, let's be completely honest.
Imagine Kendrick performing Black at a Berry on
CBS
on Sunday afternoon television. No.
After the Cowboys.
No, come on.
Right before
the Cowboys just played, dude. The whole world just finished watching that game.
Bro, right before Thanksgiving?
Cap Kendrick white black ass so out there.
You got Kendrick black ass in that white ass outfit. Talk about, I got. You can't do that, bro.
Come on, son.
CBS is not, they not that, yo. They not that brave. I'm sorry. And it's no like.
The Nation of Islam out there and shit, like, I don't know.
Bro.
I don't know, Kendrick.
You got niggas like holding their own jail cells. Like,
but you know what, though?
Come on.
That's how you put these people's feet to the fire, though, man. That's how you put their feet to the fire. Remember last summer, everyone was all pro-black, and we're going to support black people and black content. Black people listen to this. When's the last time you had a conversation with your employer about that? Where did all that money that was donated to all these black companies went to? When did that, did anybody follow up? Did any of that shit happen? Absolutely not. So no, Kendrick's not going to get on CBS. He'll probably get, you know, he'll probably take over like YouTube or something. Take over Apple.
Yeah.
Take over Netflix. Do some shit like that. Some shit you gotta purposely put in and watch. CBS is passive TV. Like, it's on TV shows and TV bars, hotels, everywhere in the country. You can watch CBS by accident. You know what I'm saying?
When that Super Bowl happens, we're going to see how...
We're going to see.
The last time we did that,
Top of the moment.
When Beyonce performed.
And even that, she had to be on Disney+. They're like, hey.
No, I'm talking about when Beyonce performed on a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
She's talking about her nose is like the black Michael Jackson. She got hot sauce on her back. And where was that, in Denver?
I forgot where it was. I want to say, Arizona? I might be wrong.
Either Arizona or Denver. So it was somewhere where the crowd was predominantly white, which is all Super Bowls.
All NFL.
All NFL games, yeah. But Super Bowls, you know, specifically. That didn't go over well. Well, and she didn't even lean in like that.
I was going to say, I don't think.
I mean, she kind of leaned in because she had the black. No. What?
It wasn't that the same performance?
No. I think it was, yeah.
No, they had a power outage.
Like, Colin Kaepernick played it? No, it was after that. It was after that.
But it was during her performance.
Because I remember watching that shit.
Talking about
in the
Niners
studio.
And Ravens, and Colin Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl when he was playing.
Yeah,
who
I'm
was,
talking about.
Who was
I'm
performing?
Oh, I don't know.
Beyonce wasn't performing. I'm talking about when Beyonce performed.
I think that's.
No, it wasn't. This is when Lemonade came out.
Ask.
Yeah, this is after Lemonade.
Yeah. No, this was Lemonade.
Was it? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, new Kendrick coming. Can't wait to hear that. I wish I got to see that in Day in Vegas. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited for a lot of new music. Excited for a lot of new moments in sports that are going to be happening. Like, right now, it's kind of like that sports equinox where, like, everything's kind of happening at one time. You know what I mean? Football's in the play. Basketball's in the play.
Same blackout Super Bowl, 2013.
Yeah, 2013. Who?
Beyonce.
Who was playing in it?
Don't know that.
Right. Her performance was not blacked out.
Might have been
Kaepernick. Her performance wasn't blacked out because Bruno Mars performed the same year, too.
It was in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the same. Anyway, go ahead.
So, that to say, a lot of exciting things happen in the world of sports, music, and culture. Nothing more exciting than me about to be a daddy next week.
Oh, here we go. So. That shit again. Every episode... Daddy talk, but
it's not every episode. Yeah, I'm saying that.
No, and I'm glad it is every episode because this is a beautiful milestone for you, and it should be reminded that you're about to be a father. You should remind people that has been following you for the last 4 or 5 years that you've come a long way. You're about to be a dad.
Yes.
You're about to be a young father,
yeah.
And you're about to be a father that's going to provide your kid and have a lot of love around them. And you're gonna, your kid's going to see you in your prime. Mm. Be this person that I've always known you to be, that she's always known you to be, and it's going to be fun to watch. So, yes, every episode, yes, you should be saying, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week,
countdown.
10 days.
Whatever. Oh, it's 10 days, 9 days.
It's next week. So, don't.
Next week.
But, we're going to be proud of you, and hopefully, when you do come back, you'll be longing to come back to reality because you're about to be under the jail.
That being said... Lo, what are you doing this week?
This week, nothing. I don't do too much, bro. Like, I just try to keep this, wait for this year to kind of just funnel out.
Yeah.
Wait for this to evolve so we can really buckle down.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep things consistent and just stay out the way, mind my business, make sure our people's is good, and that's it, man. I'm very. If you know where to find me,
That's
if you know, if you need me, y'all know where to find me at.
Rosie, before I ask you what you went to this weekend, talk about your last weekend, because we saw the costume.
I didn't see it. I actually didn't see it.
You didn't see the costume?
No, I didn't see the costume.
Oh, it was fire.
Here's the thing.
I didn't see the costume.
If you know me, I'm a sucker for a themed party.
Mm. You're a fucking child.
All right, so. So, the theme was Space Cowboy. Now... The comments when I posted my costume were hilarious because why my brain went where it went, I don't know. But my cousin specifically was like, so you just missed the slutty space cowboy and you went straight to, all you heard was costume, right, Rosie? And I was like, yes. I had this inflatable blow up alien that was carrying this little human and I made him a cowboy.
Yeah, but it looked like two people. Like, you ever see those costumes where it's like someone's carrying them?
I've seen those.
It was funny.
But I made a little one a cowboy. So it was a cowboy in space because the alien kidnapped him.
Yes, I get it. Yes, that's Rosie. I get it.
Well, way to nail the theme, Rosie.
But I don't know why my brain went there. I could have just done the iridescent bra.
Everybody was all like,
yeah, everyone was cute as shit.
A lot of things.
I don't get it. But like,
booty shorts and bras and cowboy hats, and I'm like, nah, I want to do this.
Rosie is Rosie. So I just like,
never change, Rosie.
Yeah, I just leave it alone. Like, all right, cool. That's what you're doing. Have fun. Just don't die.
I don't die. Well,
anything planned this week before we?
No, I have to go get Ryder. So,
Ryder's back.
Yeah, I gotta revolve my week around going to drive him. No, they're meeting me in DC because he had a limp, so I had to take him to the vet, whatever. So I have to go get him.
Okay.
All right, and Cass?
Man, just wrapping up a few things before it's go time. There's a whole process, you know what I mean? There's going to the doctor like 4 or 5 times this week and making sure everything's straight and everything's been straight. I just came from the doctor right before we came here. Yes, mom is doing well, and it's always perfect that mom has to be taken care of, but dad has to be taken care of too as well. So I'm making sure I'm doing that and making sure I'm in the right mind state. But, a lot of folks who have filed this podcast from Flagrant have been, like, extremely nice because they know the whole story about what happened last time, and they've been, like, super supportive and said some very nice things for me and Jasmine. So I just want to say I appreciate all you guys reaching out and, the congratulations and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, man, I really got to just, like, get my mind focused and really make sure that, I'm ready for everything that this is about to change in life.
And, you're ready. Once a better time.
There's never a better time.
But that's the
you're
fun
ready
part.
Because you're never. You
that's
don't,
the fun part.
Yeah, of course. It's like if you wait till you're ready, you're never gonna do it.
No, it kicks in. Like I already kind of feel it kicking in. You know what I'm saying?
And I know you well enough to understand that you're like, you're scared, and you're kind of like, I don't know what this is, and I don't know.
It's not so much scared. It's just,
nigga, it is scared because if it was me, I'd be scared
as fuck.
It's anxiety.
You're anxious.
That's mixed with fear, too.
Yeah, it's
it's a mixture. It's like, it's a gumbo pot of emotions.
It's a lot of emotions. There's so many emotions. There's happiness. There's anxiousness. Yeah. There's fear. There's, you want to be overprotective. You don't want to be like you're doing too much. Like, it's so many things. I'm not scared of, like, holding her. I'm scared of, like, letting her go. Mm. Like, I feel like as soon as I grab her,
you're not going to put it down.
Oh, my God. It's like, how do I, what?
How do I put her down? How do I do it safely?
Who do I give her to? Like,
can somebody put it down for me?
Who's going to have so much? Please, who's going to have that love that I got?
What do I do with the baby?
What do you do? What do I do with my hand?
Unless it's Jasmine, who am I going
to
give it to?
No, every day. Like, we just came from the doctor, and you get to see her face, and, like, now, like, her features are very pronounced. So like you could see the me and Jazz in her, and it's just like, I don't know what kind of chemicals go off in your head when you finally like see it and you finally hold it, but it's like nothing is more important than that. Absolutely nothing.
I want a baby.
So it's just
you got a dog, you're fine.
No, it's not the same.
Got a pit bull. Trust me, the dog. You got a pit bull. After you have the dog for a while, then it just happens that way.
The first step is the dog.
And
then you get knocked up.
And then you just
get
somebody
I'm
just
doing
like, telling me they get a dog, Niall. Like, no, I'm fine. If that's the process, now I'm good.
Imagine, I'm like, okay. She seems responsible.
Like, oh, yeah. After 6 months, like, now it's time for the real thing.
Take this off.
Jesus Christ.
I'm good. I'm the godfather, so I'll deal with that for now.
It's going to be a fun parent. It's going to be parenthood's going to be incredible. And I know the content might change a little bit more. Like, obviously, we're always going to have fun here, but, like, I'll never stop, being in dad mode, you know what I mean? But I'm just really excited, and I just feel like all the change is happening at the same time. So
it's good stuff.
I'll be back soon, guys, but I'll leave this place in good hands.
We'll see what happens.
And
you're not going anywhere.
I won't be back.
He's going to go for a week. It's fine.
But anywho.
Oh, wait, before we leave, it's one of our best friend's birthday.
Niles G.
Oh, yeah. I wish we could have had him over here. I don't know where he's at. I'm about to meet him in Brooklyn. Yeah.
The one and only, the wonderful Niles G. One of the incredible, one of the most incredible radio talents in all of music. Responsible for a lot of your favorite artists. But on top of all that, Just a great freaking guy. One of my favorite people.
Yeah, happy birthday to my best friend Rocco. Went to school with him. That's my guy. We call him CEO, but you know, he's a great connection to all three of us here. Yeah, he doesn't like that. but yeah, no, happy birthday. He'll see this tomorrow, but happy birthday, King. We love you, man. I think he hasn't been on the show, has he?
He hasn't been on the show yet, but
no,
we
wore his Late Night Buns shirt.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. He also runs Late Night Buns. So, yeah, if y'all know him, Niles G on Twitter and Instagram, please go wish him a happy birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
He'll probably act like you don't know him, but just tell him that, you know, we sent you. But yeah, more life to Rocco, more life to, you know, baby Kazim, more life to the little thing you got, the pit bull.
Rider.
What, so you just wishing life to all the little things?
And more life to my Jameson. My secret Say Less juice.
To all small.
And Kaz, you got this, baby. You don't even worry about it. You got it.
I appreciate you.
And
guys.
You leaving the show in good hands. We got you.
Thank you guys so much. So on behalf of everybody, thank you everyone over here in the studio. Thank you, Julia, Charlotte,
Hannah.
Hannah. Got everybody in here. You guys are the best.
He's looking at the wall as they can see us through the wall. He's like, thank you, Julia. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Alexa.
Ben,
Michael.
I don't know if they can see.
Thank you, Michael Davies. Thank you, Ben. Thank everybody for giving us this great home. We ain't going nowhere, but I'll be back soon. But so like we say at this time, every time, stay free, stay safe. And always
say less.
Say less.
This nigga is going through it right now. This nigga is going through it.
What's up, y'all? This is Kaz.
Locate.
Rosie.
And thank you for checking out the Say Less podcast.
Don't forget to check out every new episode on Monday on YouTube.
And do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe.